healing. Is healing possible?
Yes.
There you are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Is healing possible? Now, the Reverend Dr. CEO, CFO, and COO, and C whatever, Reverend Dr. Ellen Jeremini said, yes, healing is possible. And now, I do believe it is timely for us to hear a few remarks from Dr. Jeremini on how she thinks healing is possible.
Well, you got me right away. Never open your mouth when you're not asked. I learned the lessons. Yeah, I think that was the greatest healing lesson I could get this morning, to know that I'm only speaking when I'm asked for. But let's take the word healing, which we have learned all, that healing means to return to our original purity and integrity. What does it actually mean? To return to my original purity and integrity. It means that I am, as an original being, whole and perfect and pure, and that my nature is perfect, and my nature is being a divine being. Although I think that I'm human and play my game of life in a human body, I always do remember and I always know that my reality is my original purity and integrity, my divinity. I'm a divine being and playing that game. And as much as I know who I am, I can speak my word to my body and say, whenever I'm playing a game of less than perfect, I am whole and perfect. I put a new cause in motion, or I put actually the cause of its nature in motion, saying, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. And as I concentrate and focus on my reality, as I focus on who I am, I experience it. But I cannot say I'm whole and perfect, oh, I have my headache, oh, I'm whole and perfect, and oh, I have a headache. That's duality. I have to be focused, I have to be one-pointed on the truth, and the truth is that I'm healed right now, that I'm whole and perfect. And so it is.
Well, Ellen certainly summated things very beautifully there, didn't she? Now, what did Ellen mean by all of that? And what Ellen said is how most of us have our attitude, that a healing is going to take place. A healing is going to take place. We think a healing is going to take place. Well, if you ever feel for yourself or for another that a healing is needed, you will never have a healing. Because healing already exists, and that's not true either. Healing is an active word. Healing does not already exist. I am my original
purity and integrity.
I'm my original purity and integrity. That's what exists. Now, what is my body? Is my body the outer illusion that I have right now, or is it its original purity and integrity? If my body is my original purity and integrity, and I have an illusion right now, or let's just say, last night we watched a show, and you want to give the name of that show?
The Beauty Shop.
The Beauty Shop. And we had seen Queen Latifah, in the last holiday, and we were delighted, and so we thought perhaps anything she'd be in would be delightful. Well, we watched The Beauty Shop. And The Beauty Shop, it had good ideas in it that they were promoting and good directions that they were going, but the language was totally unusual for me. It was a dialect that was being used by New York Skid Row type people, and
In Atlanta it was, I think.
In Atlanta? Well, thank you very much. Okay, then it was Atlanta, or whether it was in Florida or Los Angeles or Chicago, it doesn't really matter. Once we said it, now right here we have a good illustration. I said in New York. Now, I happen to have spent a lot of time in New York. And I spent a lot of time in Atlanta, and I spent a lot of time in Chicago. I was at the University of Chicago and stuff like that. And I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles because I worked for Science of Mind magazine there and religious science. And I've been around in all these places where these dialects are present. Now, does it matter what the city was? Not really. What happened that I chose to get up and leave the movie last night? I was not harmonious with the dialect. I had to spend too much time weeding out what was being said to find out what they meant, and getting down to the bare facts of the show. And the show's essence was good, but the show's element was not. Now, this is how you are. Underneath all this dialect, underneath all of this bad language, was a good theme. It was a good idea. It was a good lady, and she was raising her daughter right, and all these other beautiful things. But you had to fight for it. So I have trained myself to sort of wash away all this outer stuff that is not beneficial. And if I'm watching a movie, I look for its beneficial quality. And then that means I just sort of overlook the other stuff. Well, last night the movie was just so heavy with things that had to be washed away, I didn't feel like spending my time washing away. And so I washed myself away. But when we are dealing with our own body, and we put onto our body alcohol, wine, schnapps, beer, things of that nature. When we smoke cigarettes, when we smoke cigars, smoke pipes, you know, when we are in an environment where we are breathing in noxious fumes that are not beneficial to our body. And then we say, why is our body having problems? Well, our body is just getting too much to fight. It has to fight those fumes, fight those negative aspects that we are pouring into our body that are harmful. Now, that's not bad enough. The worst part comes by using words like what? I can't. I don't. It won't work. Everybody's got it. It's a cold season. It's the time of year when everybody gets the flu, you know. It's the time of year when everybody gets it. We put those thoughts in our mind. Now, we have been blessed with renting or buying videos that we would like to watch, and not having television. We could have television very easily. It'd be a very simple thing to put the thing in there, and everybody does. But on television, you hear so many stupid things. And just before the president's inauguration, an airplane took off and landed in the Hudson River. And everybody got out, and then the airplane sunk. Well, now, who needs to have those thoughts in your mind, that airplanes even do those things? When you fly someplace, do you say, my airplane is always flying perfectly? You know? Mm-hmm. Do you say, everything is going in divine order? Mm-hmm. Do you say, I surround my plane, my pure white light of love, and all of... Do you even think any negative thoughts? Mm-hmm. You don't need to empower any negative thoughts, because they don't need to even exist. Now, as I said, on the internet, we heard that the plane had that incident. And the minute I heard that it was in process of happening, I said, all is in divine order. Now, they've already decided they're going to scuttle it, and so all is in divine order. So the people just climbed right out and walked away, and everyone was saved, you know. But they didn't even have to have that take place. Mm-hmm. That didn't even have to take place. But the thing is, somebody wasn't doing their homework there. Mm-hmm. And of course, I wasn't doing my homework, because the minute they said there's an incident, then I said, all is in divine order. But if I didn't even think about these incidents, they wouldn't be in my life, they wouldn't be in my world, I wouldn't have to know about them. And wherever I go, the flights are always perfect and beautiful and fantastic and always glorious. Ellen, our practitioner here who spoke a few moments ago, she thinks she's so smart. We were going to go to Switzerland. And Swissair had just canceled all of their flights and canceled all of their airplanes and canceled all of their business. And we had a flight on a Swiss airplane. And so we went to the airport, and Ellen says, our plane's there. And we went right to our plane. No, you went alone, weren't you? No, we were together. I didn't even think anything about it. And so we went to our plane, and we had the whole plane to ourselves because everybody else thought the plane wasn't flying. And we had all the service to ourselves. And we believed in the flight. And it went. And then we went down the coast to Nigeria, I think it was at that time or something. And again, the flights weren't supposed to be there. But our flight was. Mm-hmm. And then we had to go somewhere else with the plane. And the plane was there. Because Ellen said, for us, Swiss Air is flying. We have a ticket. We have a ticket. It's flying for us. And she was so naive and so beautifully naive that she would not believe in her consciousness that the plane wouldn't fly. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, let her and us have in our consciousness be so naive that our original purity and integrity exists 100%. Nice idea, huh? Our original purity and integrity is 100% in existence in our life right now. Now, as we have this thought in our mind, then there will be no plane incidents. There will be no lack of our flight ticket being utilized. There will be none of those things. Everything will be in divine order. And we had a call this morning from one of our students in another part of the world, and they said, would you treat for us? And I said, certainly, you're whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. You're fantastic, you're fantastic, you're fantastic. And so I said, Ellen, say something to them. And so Ellen sang,
I like me, 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 I like me.
And then Ellen said,
and sing and jump and be happy and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And he said, yes. And so it is.
This is the way the principle works. There is no other thought in our mind than I am whole and perfect, and I like me. And when there's no other thought, then there's no other response. A little boy comes in the house acting naughty, and you say, you blow up at the kid, and the kid gets naughtier. But the little boy comes in the house acting naughty, and mama says, well, how is my angel today? And he says, angel? I'm being mean. No, you're my angel. You don't know how to be mean. You're always thoughtful and loving and gentle, and you're always doing everything so right. I'm so proud of you. And the kid says, Mom, you're kooky, you know. And she says, I love you. I see you whole and perfect. You're fantastic. But within minutes, just like the dog trainer, He works with a dog, and in 5 minutes, he's doing things with that dog that the owners haven't been able to do for years with the dog. So, the mother does with her child, in just a minute or two, what the child would like to change by playing the game that they thought they wanted to play. Okay, now, is our friend who called whole and perfect?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you whole and perfect?
Yes.
Now, we come to another point here. You cannot be a blessing light in the life of another unless you are a blessing light in your own life. You are not a healing light. You're not going to heal anyone. You're going to bless them to help them to see themselves as they really are, whole and perfect. So you say, you're whole and perfect. Now, you cannot say you're whole and perfect unless you're whole and perfect. If you're not whole and perfect, you are not going to have much enthusiasm behind saying to another person, you're whole and perfect. And you won't believe it. And they will sense that. They will sense the falseness of your statement. So, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Now, just remember the little phrase, we teach best what we most need to learn. So, when we're working on this, we're learning it, we're practicing it, we're teaching it, and we're getting great benefits. How do you heal? You heal by not healing. You heal by seeing it already done. You see wholeness already there. When I go in to see Ingeborg, when she was having some shots, I didn't say, oh, you poor kid, you poor kid. I said, well, how's my stupid little angel? What are you coming in here with shots for? You can get shots at home. Shots of love, shots of joy. And she says, I know, I know. And so then she came home and she says, I feel so wonderful. And I said, well, wouldn't you like to stay somewhere else? And she says, no way. No way. I want to be in my own house, in my own family, and eating meals from my own table. She says, that's the best kind. And remember, hospitals are for people who don't want to get well. Home is for people who live in wholeness and perfection all the time. If you go to the hospital, you're expecting either they are going to help you or put you away. And we don't teach euthanasia.
No.
We teach a life everlasting now. Wholeness everlasting now. Tuck everlasting now. Right now, in whatever condition you're in. And it works. It's beautiful. Have a lovely day. And know that you're not the healer. You are the healed. I love you. I love you. I love you.